You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
If you want to stay strong, God told Peter to strengthen yourself. Come on. He says, strengthen yourself. How does that verse of scripture go? Strengthen yourself, then you can go back and strengthen your brothers. Oh, glory to God. That was a king in 1 Kings 20. Ahab, the king Ahab. Go to 1 Kings right quick. Hallelujah. I'm going to get there. Hallelujah. Y'all praying? Amen. Amen. Oh, glory to God. We come against every wall. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart. Amen. Be open in Jesus' name. I'm going to say it again. Be open in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't think the devil know the intentions of this word today? God's dealing with somebody. God's been dealing with somebody since the beginning of the service, since the beginning of Sunday school, since the beginning of the prayer. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to be open. Somebody say, we bind that spirit. That has trafficked its way into this service. Let me say this here. Some people, okay, I might as well, some people just flat out demon possessed. Come on. And what happens is that because they're demon possessed, come on, it causes, you know, that spirit causes warfare, tries to cause warfare. Come on. Fight against the service by distractions. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The person don't know it sometimes. I won't go on into that. Sometimes they do. But the Bible says in 1 Kings 20, drop down to verse 22. This is King Ahab. He's one of the most wickedest kings. Oh, glory to God. Is the wickedest, most wickedest king in the Bible. And the prophet came unto the king of Israel and said unto him, go strengthen thyself and mark and see what thou doest. For at the return of the year, the king of Syria will come up again against thee. Come on. In other words, he told him, go strengthen yourself. God had to rescue him. God had to rescue him out of something that he was in. Come on. But then the Lord sent the prophet to say, go strengthen yourself. I believe God's about to rescue somebody out of a struggle. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But you got to strengthen yourself. Amen, somebody. I'm going to say that again. I believe that God's about to rescue somebody out of a struggle. Come on. But you got to strengthen yourself. You cannot go out among the dogs. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You cannot go back. Come on. And find yourself hanging out with folks that you ain't got no business hanging out with. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. See, because let me say this. If you like hanging out with certain type of people, come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. People that's going to weaken you. There's some animalistic ways. Come on. There's some dog in you. Come on. There's some bestiality in you. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. See, because, let me say this here, in Titus 1 and 12, somebody get Titus 1 and 12 right quick. Because sometimes I'm trying, and I'm just, you know, I was trying to go a different direction, amen, but I had to come out here and just talk about what I was picking up in my spirit, amen. Titus 1 and 12 says what? Somebody get it?
One of themselves, even a prophet.
Uh-huh. And he's talking about the Cretes. Read.
Even a prophet of their own said,
uh-huh,
the Cretans are always liars.
Uh-huh.
Evil beasts.
Uh-huh.
Slow.
He called them evil beasts. He called them evil beasts. Come on. They're like animals. They like wild. They got the nature of animals. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. What did I say? You know, when the Bible, God made a difference between the clean and the unclean. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And then we see in the Bible, we look in the Bible, and because how many has ever dreamed of a snake? We dreamed of a snake. But did he show up in the form of a snake, or did he show up in the form of a person? Okay, all right. Are y'all getting what I'm talking about? Some of you have dreamed of snakes before, but the snake didn't show up as a snake. It showed up as a person. Come on, somebody. And so that's the snake that God was telling me about. It didn't have anything to do with the animal called the snake. The snake was the person. Was a person. Am I saying that right? And so... So you got to be careful who you're hanging out with. Because hanging out with the wrong person can drag you, come on somebody, back into the world. Hanging out with the wrong person can cause you to lose everything. Come on somebody. Oh, glory to God. You know what? I'm just going to say what I hear. You can do what the Lord tell you to do in jail or out of jail. Make the choice. I'm just telling you what I hear. You're going to do what the Lord tells you to do in jail or out of jail. Okay? Simple as that. Y'all know I love you, and I'm saying it I'm trying to talk and minister in love. Amen, somebody. When God's hand is on your life, you don't think the enemy know God's hand is on your life? You don't think the enemy, see, the enemy want to be able to go and stand before God and mock and accuse you. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. The enemy wants to be able to go and stand before God and say, see, I told you. I told you he was this and he was that and he was this. Bible says in Matthew 7 and 6. Somebody grab that. Matthew 7 and 6. I figure I can't dress it up. Oh, glory to God. I just gotta give you what? I can't purdy it up. Young man, sit down, please. Matthew 7 and 6.
Do not give that which is holy, the sacred thing, to the dog.
Come on, that which is holy, don't give it unto dogs. Oh, glory to God.
And do not throw your pearls before hogs.
Uh-huh, because let me show you something. If it's holy, it's valuable. I said if it's holy, it's valuable. Why do we take valuable things, come on somebody, a dog don't know what to do with it. A dog, If you take a $100 bill and give it to a dog, he don't know what to do with it. Can I tell you something? This gospel that we're preaching to you Sunday and Sunday in and Sunday out is valuable. Come on, somebody. I just had to loosen up and just go with the Lord. I'm like, okay, all right. It's valuable. What am I saying? I'm saying you just don't know how valuable this is. And then you go out and you cast it to the dogs. You act like it's not valuable at all. Something's on the inside of you likes to gravitate towards the things of the world. Okay. Come on. You gravitate. The world is pulling on you because guess what? The world sees something in you. The world will see something in you you can't even see in yourself. Drop these notes and just follow the Holy Ghost. Say the world will see something in you that you can't even see in yourself. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Something that something in you love. Come on. What the world has to offer, and you think that what the world is offering you is more valuable than what God is offering you. Not knowing that devil really wants to take your life. Say it again, he wants to take your life. You know, I used to tell, sometimes I deal with parents and they'd be like, oh, my son, my daughter's in jail. Come on, sometimes that's mercy. That's mercy. Because God'd rather see you in jail than dead somewhere in hell. You done bust hell wide open and then people expect us to preach you in the heaven. Come on. Because you're still trying to feed the dog and the pig in you. If you got any pigs in your parlor, you need to get them out. Where that one come from? If you're hungry for the things of this world, you need to renounce it. You need to just be truthful with God. Come on. Come on, glory to God. Somebody look up. Somebody get on your phone and the definition of renounce. Come on. I want to give that definition the right way. Because there are sometimes we need to renounce things. We need to repent of it. We need to renounce things. How many know the devil? The Bible says when the devil left Jesus, he left to come back. He left for a season. He left for a season. In other words, he was intending to come back. Some of you all don't understand that. Guess what? You know, you're all happy and you're jumping around and oh, you're doing the hopscotch and you're all happy that you done met Jesus. But guess what? The devil coming back. Okay, I'm going to hit the Terminator later. My daughter said the Terminator. And you got to be determined. You got to be determined to walk with God with your beat up, broke, hurt self. Come on. Then the world will mess you up. Come on. But yet the Terminator was determined. All right. I had to hit the Terminator one time properly. He was determined to fulfill his mission. Oh, glory to God. Did I ask somebody to get something?
Yes. Renounce.
Okay.
Formally declare one's abandonment. A claim right over.
Formally declare one's abandonment. In other words, I abandon this. I give it up. Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord, sometimes we're saying, Lord, I repent, but you ain't saying, I give it up. I repent and I give it. I renounce you. You cannot come back in my life again. He did show up. And I was like, what in the world is this I'm fighting up here? The devil is a liar. And we got to renounce that stuff. Come on. Oh, because we like it. You don't think sin has its pleasure? The Bible says that sin has its pleasure, but what? Only for a season. Come on. Okay, all right. I'll tell on myself. When I was out there in sin, I was enjoying it. Come on. But I was on my way to hell with gasoline drawers on. I must be a comedian today, because this folks. It's supposed to do a little laughing. Oh yeah. It had its pleasure.
Yes.
It was good.
Yes.
God up in Zion. Still trying to feed the pig in me.
Yes.
I was still trying to feed the dog in me. Still gravitating. The world still had its pull on me. And there was something that was, see, I had made room for the Lord. Come on, somebody. I had made room for the breaker to break this thing off of my life. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You get the breaker, he gonna break it off of your life. Some of us aren't, okay, all right. Sometimes we're not willing to completely surrender. Okay. Let me see if there's a scripture that I want to go to before I hit this here. Should I go there, Lord? Sometimes we're not willing to completely surrender. God wants our whole heart. How many remember the lepers, the 10 lepers? Oh, glory to God. How many remember the single leper? I believe that's Mark chapter 1 or 2, something like that. Oh, glory to God. Go to Mark chapter 1. And then somebody get me the story about the 10 lepers. Hallelujah. This is why if you're going to preach with the Lord, you got to know your Bible. The Lord, you got to know your Bible. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible says in verse 40, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him, saying unto him, if thou will, come on. Okay, he's trying to find out if it's the Lord's will, but thou canst make me clean. And Jesus was moved with compassion and put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will. Be thou clean. And the Bible says, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was clean. Now let me show you something. Leprosy has the same traits as sin. Leprosy is not sin, but it has the same traits as sin. Leprosy starts small and it spreads all over your body. Sin starts small and it spreads all over your body. Come on, somebody. I mean, it spreads not over your body, but sin starts small and it spreads. Leprosy would kill the nerve endings. Come here, sweetheart, right quick. Leprosy would kill the nerve endings to the point that, guess what, you can turn around and I could be touching you and you couldn't feel it because the disease has killed your nerve endings and caused you to be less sensitive to what you would usually be aware of. Come on. So in other words, if I'm God, come on, if I'm God and I'm touching you, you ain't even sensitive. If I'm God and I'm moving in the room, you're not even sensitive to me moving in the room. Why? Because sin makes you less sensitive to God. Okay. All right. The Bible says your sins have separated you from the Lord. When your sins separate you, thank you, Holy Ghost. Go to First Kings chapter 8. sins, somebody say your sins have separated you from the Lord. Now, 1 Kings chapter 8, but hold up. Somebody read for me the story about the 10 lepers. Who got that?
That's Luke 17.
That's you? Luke 17, 11. But everybody else, go ahead and go over to 1 Kings. All right, go ahead and read that, daughter.
Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Gilead. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lift up their voices.
Now sometimes that's what happens. Sin causes you to stand afar off from God. Because another trait of leprosy is that leprosy caused the people that were leprous to be isolated from the rest of society. Come on, somebody. What am I saying? I'm saying that leprosy would separate them, and sin is the same way. Sin separates you from God. Come on. You can come to church, but you're still separated from God. Come on. You can be sitting up in the house, but you got to repent. You got to renounce it. Come on, somebody. God. My God, up in Zion. Okay. All right. And so what happened?
And they lift up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Oh, there we go. Whoop. They're standing from afar, but they said, Lord, have mercy upon me. My God. They begin to cry out to the Lord. And what happened?
So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest.
Go show yourself to the priest. Go to church. Come on. Hallelujah. Some of you all, praise God, you ain't got enough word to keep you yet. This is why, come on, you got to keep coming to church. You need a preacher, and a preacher must be sent by God, because you ain't got, you're a spiritual chump compared to the devil. Come on, you don't know enough. The devil will beat you down and beat you up and send you back here looking like the Terminator. Come on, send you back here limping back into church. That daughter got me doing this Terminator thing, yeah. You ain't got enough word to keep you yet. The devil ain't playing. We're living in a day and age, and the devil ain't playing. Come on. Adam and Eve just had one commandment to keep. Adam and Eve had one commandment to keep. Don't touch the tree. Come on. And the devil bamboozled them. You think he can't? He bamboozled what? One third of the angels that were in heaven. My God, up in Zion. Took one third of the angels with him. You think he can't bamboozle you? Come on. Because you think that you got to go and you got to hang out, come on, with folks that got your weakness. I'm amazed sometimes when I hear folks say, I hang out with such and such. They got your weakness. Are you hanging out with somebody that got your weakness? Come on. To pull on you. Come on. You ain't got enough strength to knock down a butterfly. I'm talking about you got to have some spiritual muscles. Come on. But read, daughter. What does it say?
And so it was that as they went.
But as they went. As they went. Come on. As they went, they was made clean. Let me break this down for you. As they kept going to church. As they kept going to church. Come on. As they kept going to church, they were made clean. But the one leper was cleansed immediately. The one leper, why was the one leper cleansed immediately, but the 10 lepers was cleansed as they went? Because you got some folks that come in and they say, my God, I surrender all. I give it all up. Come on. Oh, glory to God. They're so broken, they just want to give it all up. Come on, somebody. But then again, there's sometimes folks ain't willing to give it all up at one time. My God. They still love the world a little bit, and they still pull back and forth, back and forth. Sometimes when folks, they get pulled right back out in the world, you'd be like, man, they was on fire. They had so much zeal, and next thing you know, they're gone. What happened to them? Glory to God. Don't y'all like it when your pastor just follow the Holy Ghost? It's like, man. I'm like, man. The Lord start tweaking your message. You just got to go with the flow. Okay, all right. What did I say to go? First Kings 8. First Kings 8. First Kings 8. First Kings 8. Go to verse. Let's start at verse 45. First Kings 8, verse 45. This is Solomon. Solomon just got through building the temple. Just got through building the temple. And he has this big ceremony going. And he is he's praying right now. And verse 45, it says, then hear thou, and he's talking to God, he's praying, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sins not. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care what you say. Come on. I don't care what we say. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We all have sinned that comes short of the glory of God. And thou, if thou be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, because how many know that, guess what? God will allow the enemy, come on, to captivate you. Come on, somebody. To bring you, to put you in bondage. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And I'm not saying right away, but I'm saying that if you keep dibbling and dabbling out there, because the devil ain't playing. Oh, glory to God. You may find yourself like Samson. Samson kept messing with Delilah. And then next thing you know, Samson was all the way out there. Come on. And I would say that he probably opened his eyes one day and say, how did I get here? But then he hadn't put his eyes out. So that's something I thought was funny. Y'all didn't even think it was funny. The hurricane, they ain't even helped me out on that. Come on. But he hadn't put his eyes out.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.